This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Delbert.
And Mark.
Of course, lots to discuss here this evening. Coming up, the dog tax in Switzerland? Sweden? Mark, where is that happening out there?
Switzerland.
Switzerland. We'll tell you what they're doing. They're threatening animals, and it's just a new low for governments. So we'll get to that here in a bit. 800-259-9231 to the phones first, and the fun, your thoughts about anything you want. It's Kurt in Michigan on the AMP lines. Hello, Kurt.
Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
Kurt, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I had a really interesting thing happen to me this weekend. I went to my favorite store, Costco, and there is a lady there to whom I have conversed in the past, and when I talk to somebody who seems to have their interest piqued by freedom, I have at the ready a little business card that I've already printed up, and it has your website on it along with the Gardeners and the Free State Project, and just, you know, little ideas about self-ownership. So I went in, and I went to the customer service counter where she was working, and she said, "You're the one who gave me that card, right?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Well, I showed it to my son, and my son has a message for you." And I'm like, "Okay." And she said, "The message is, when are you going to move to New Hampshire, Kurt?"
Oh.
And I kind of got this look on my face, and I said, "Really?" Because I didn't. The card does not say my name on it. And she says, "Oh, I'm Mike Tyner's mother."
Wow. That is a small world. Mike Tyner is one of the activists, for our listeners that don't know. He's Big Mike is what he goes by up here. He's the guy that made the move to Manchester, I think, a year or two ago, and kind of made a big splash right after moving here by walking into the police department holding, I think it was a bud of marijuana in his hand and attempting to get them to arrest him. And they just completely ignored him. It was an incredible bit of activism, and he's since then been still pretty busy doing things. So you just so happened to encounter Big Mike's mother at the Costco in Michigan where you live.
Yes, yes. But I asked her, I said, "Well, what do you think about what he's doing?" And she said, "Well, out of all the things that he's done in his life that have scared the living bejesus out of me, this is the one I respect because I know he's doing the right thing."
Wow.
That's nice.
So what's she still doing living in Michigan then?
You build a life there, I guess, you know. But she's a very nice lady, and obviously she's done a great job raising Mike, because Mike's a great guy with a good head on his shoulders.
So what did you? What was your answer to her when she said that to you?
Well, I told her that it's all about getting my wife on board.
Yes.
That's the whole thing right there. I'm ready to go, you know. But my wife is a little, you know, she's got a very good job, and she's worried about replacing that income. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's something to worry about there, you know. I mean, so it's just about once Detroit completely folds in upon itself and that income is no longer there, it's going to be a little easier sell at that point.
I imagine you're right about that. So what else did you want to share tonight, Kurt?
Well, I've been hearing a lot of people call in recently, you know, saying, "Well, this is the first time I've heard you, and I love the show," or "I've been listening now for 3 months or 6 months or for a year." And I've been hearing that quite a bit. And to those people who are within that category, I would like you to consider amplifying. As a longtime amplifier, I'm very happy with the way my money, with what my money is going to.
Well, thank you, Kurt. I appreciate that.
I came on with just slightly over 30 stations. You now have coming up on 90, if not 90.
Yeah, 90.
And the growth has been amazing. The message is undeniably logical, and if it resonates with you, you know, I mean, $3 a month. You know, more is better. But $3 a month is all it takes.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, Kurt. It does make a difference for us, and you have been a long-time amplifier. And thanks for the call and the support. Always appreciate it. We'll see you at the... You're coming to Porkfest this year, right?
Oh, you bet. I'm bringing the PA again.
Fantastic. Kurt did the audio for the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year, and it was awesome. He did a great job. Really brought out a bunch of professional equipment. And thanks for the call tonight, Kurt. 800-259-9231. Of course, the Porcupine Freedom Festival will tell you more about that. Coming up here in a little bit, that's happening this summer in June. We'll give you the dates and a little bit more detail later on tonight. 800-259-9231. So, yeah, the Free Talk Live AMP program does make a difference. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to sign up for it if you'd like. And we've had, it's been a little tough for the AMP program over the last year or so. Ever since the economy started taking a downturn, folks have been more, a little more likely to decide they might need the money somewhere else, and that's understandable. Everybody's having tough times, and so if you've got the $3 to spare, we certainly appreciate it. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com and get some benefits. Yeah, get benefits like access to the AMP-only podcast or the AMP-only forum and other things. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, the good news isn't over for this month. It's going to be a busy month for new affiliates and expanding existing affiliates. We've got our affiliate in Indianapolis, WXNT, is taking weeknights starting in 2 weeks. Our affiliate in Norfolk, Virginia, is going to start taking weeknights this coming week. That's big news.
That's going to be a really big deal.
It's huge news.
Suddenly those that listen on Saturday nights, because they like the interaction that Free Talk Live has with sort of the public at large. I suspect we're probably going to be seeing that on a much more regular basis when we're on a giant markets, large markets like Indianapolis and Norfolk on big stations. I think we're going to get going to have a lot of calls, people that haven't heard about the message of liberty before, and it should be very interesting.
Yep, there's also another station in Minnesota, and I don't think I'm privy to announce it yet, but they're going to be running our show on a test basis next week live. So presuming that goes well, we'll have them on board as well. So we're going to see some big expansion, I think, to the weekday show this year, 2011. Now that our Saturday show has really kind of it's created its own place in the radio syndication world. I mean, there really aren't any other live Saturday shows out there that talk to a general audience. You might be able to find like a computer show or some kind of a health doctor show maybe, but really there's not much out there. And Free Talk Live has, I think, stood out, and now people are starting to recognize that within the industry. And as Kurt pointed out, I mean, we've grown significantly over the last few years, and it's thanks to listeners like you.
And more than 90 stations.
Yeah, so again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. To the news here and what's going on in the world, coming up, the dog tax. Mark, you're going to tell us about that, but an update on a story that we touched on a few months ago, and that is the idea that police departments around the country are turning to drones. It's not enough that in some places the government has video cameras up everywhere, like, for instance, up on red lights, or I guess they've got the speeding cameras as well. They've got various different ways to monitor you and kind of tap into some sort of video network to see what you're up to. But, a few cameras isn't enough. They need to have more than that. They need to have cameras everywhere. They need to have mobility. They need to have the cameras having the ability to flit about the place and go from one place to another, depending on where the bureaucrats may want to put them. And so their police agencies around the U.S. will soon may have a new tool in their crime-fighting arsenal, unmanned aircraft inspired by the success of such drones on the battlefields of Iraq and Afghanistan. This according to USA Today.
I love it. Don't you just love the militarization of the police force?
Yeah, so it'll be just like Afghanistan, making your hometown more like Afghanistan. They're going to be bringing drones to the air. Remember, we talked about this not long ago, where Houston, earlier this, I think it was about a year ago in January, were running tests. They were flying drones around the city, the Houston Police Department, flying drones around the city, and it was a public test. People knew about it. It was reported on, but not widely.
I can't imagine what kind of freedom we're going to get from drones. I mean, what are they hoping to achieve for the average person that drones are going to help with? I mean... don't banks have cameras outside? I guess they'll be able to watch somebody who's on in a high speed chase. But is that really going to stop the average cop from putting his foot in it and going after the bad guy? Because I don't think it will.
Well, the police could use the smaller planes to find lost children, Mark, according to the article. They can also
children.
They can also hunt illegal marijuana crops.
Yeah, I'm sure of that.
And ease traffic jams and evacuations of cities before hurricanes or other natural disasters. So hey, don't worry about it. It's not going to be an invasion of your privacy or anything like that. They're only going to be using to find small children and plants. 800-259-9231. They would never expand out from those original boundaries of their program. No.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today. Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free, bring up anything you want. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Mentioned the Porcupine Freedom Festival a little while back, and of course that is the Free State Projects event that that they put together on a yearly basis. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more about it. We go every single year and broadcast live from the event. It's an absolute blast, wherein hundreds of liberty-minded people get together and meet up at the same place. In this case, it's a place called Rogers Campground up in northern New Hampshire. Beautiful time of year to be in northern New Hampshire. It's right in the middle of, right in the beginning of summer, and so the weather's very nice. And the people are even nicer, and that's the best part to, it's the best reason to attend, in my opinion, is to have that camaraderie where you can be around other like-minded, liberty-oriented people and enjoy various different activities and such that'll be going on throughout the weekend and will be announced as time gets a little closer. It's still a ways out, but not too late, or not too early, or too late, rather, to get registered for the campsite that you might need for on which to sleep while you're there. You can go and get details on how to do that stuff over at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. It's June 20th through the 26th this year, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure you guys are as well.
Absolutely.
So, porkfest.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls as well about whatever's on your mind, but just a little bit more about the drone situation, where local governments have been pressing the Federal Aviation Administration for wider use of unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs, a demand driven largely by returning veterans who observed the craft's effectiveness in war. According to experts at New Mexico State University and Auburn University, police could use the smaller planes to find lost children, hunt illegal marijuana crops, and ease traffic jams, they say, during natural disasters. The FAA is expected this year to propose new rules for smaller unmanned aircraft, a process that will include input from the public, says their spokesbureaucrat. The agency is also talking with the Justice Department and national law enforcement groups about possibly trying to streamline the process of applying for certificates of authorization to operate such planes, he said. So basically the FAA looking to make it easier for the governments around the country, not you and I mean, they're not going to make it easy for you to operate those planes, but they want to reduce the restrictions on the police departments from around the country to allow them to more easily get planes with cams on them up in the sky to fly around your city. How do you feel about that? Does it make you feel safer? Does it make you feel secure knowing the cops are going to be flying around with drones in the sky?
I wonder if people have good BB guns and pellet guns and things like that.
I suspect some people will be taking down government pellet guns. But you know what happens. I mean, there's some guy just got prison time for using just one of those cat lasers on a police helicopter.
Mm, yeah.
You know, I don't know how they managed to pull these things off, and identify somebody who's using a laser on a police helicopter.
You'd
I would
think
assume
you'd get snitched out.
What's that?
You'd think you'd get snitched out.
I wouldn't even
like
think
that.
You could do that. I think you have to snitch on yourself.
Maybe.
I think you have to say, yeah, I guess I was. I'm sorry. And that's when they give you 10 years.
Well, there's no people on this, so this is unmanned. That's the whole point, right?
Yep.
So it's not like you could... I guess you could hurt someone if it crashed into someone or something.
Drones have been flown in the U.S. for several years, but it limited to restricted airspace into portions of the borders with Canada and Mexico. The FAA authorized the Physical Science Laboratory at New Mexico State University to research the issues involved. And UAVs apparently range in size from 15 ounces all the way up to 34,000 pounds and have a wingspan bigger than a Boeing 737. One of the chief obstacles to widespread use is their inability to see and avoid other aircraft, as required by federal regulations, a key to flight safety. Davis says he believes operators on the ground can comply with federal rules if they can see the aircraft and surrounding environment. So I guess they say that the risks... they've studied the risks associated, and they say that they predict that the drones will be used by the police departments more often in 5 to 10 years, and that much larger unmanned aircraft will be used to transport cargo within 15 to 20. No local police departments have yet been authorized to use unmanned aircraft, although police departments in Houston and Miami have conducted field tests of such planes. So look for more of this news in the future. The police departments have been testing this stuff, and they're lobbying the FAA right now to make it even easier than ever to get these planes up in the sky. To keep an eye on things. You know, they're just out there to keep you safe.
I can't see how these are going to keep the average person any more safe. I mean, finding lost children, I suppose if they get lost in the woods, that you could probably scour the area with drones a little better than you could elsewhere. And these are the Predator drones?
There are various drones out there, Mark.
Like, I would think those helicopter drones would be kind of useful for scouring woods for lost children. They could do it faster than, you know, say, a group of people could. But that doesn't mean you have to have them in the sky at all times. I think you might be able to follow, say, a bank robber who's on, like, a high-speed chase, rather than endangering the public with having a bunch of cops, you know, chasing after him, making him go faster, they're going faster. People die every year in the United States from high-speed chases. By people, I mean innocent people. People are killed by cop cars careening who think that they're Cletus and Roscoe from the Dukes of Hazzard, chasing people around. I think you could probably chase somebody with a drone a little better, but I'm trying to imagine the other instances. And you'd have to get this thing up in the air, and it could probably be there as quick as, say, a cop. Maybe it could be there as quick as a cop. I'm not sure. So I don't know that you necessarily have to have these things flying around the sky for either one of these instances.
Frank is in Canton, Ohio, listening to WCER. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dalbert, and Mark.
Hey, two-tour war vet. Hey, thanks for taking my call. America will rule the day and woe the day that they allow the FCC FAA and homeland tyranny to put drones in any form or fashion, whether military-controlled or police-controlled drones, in the air over American skies. Okay,
why do you say that?
You'll be looking at War of the Machines Terminator. Okay?
How long is it before they're going to outfit the drone with a machine gun?
That's correct. You will, and that's exactly what I'm saying. When you take people with consciences and put them in a little isolated room, okay, and drone surveillance, okay, to just give credence and more power to the military authoritative industrial complex over the airspace of American skies and American citizens and freedom and liberty, you will rule the day that we allow that. We will rule the day that we allowed that to happen. And I'm just telling your listeners up front, you will be very, very sorry.
Thank you, Frank. I tend to agree with you on that. I think that people generally believe that there's still this mindset that's prevalent throughout a lot of Americans, that the police are out there to protect and serve, and that they're out there doing the right thing a lot of the time, and I just don't know if that's true. I see the police using these drones to, as they point out, as they admit, go after marijuana crops. I see them using them to monitor people's behavior.
What I want from these drones is to expand my freedom. And if that's, and I think that you could do that in the two instances that I outlined, where they're chasing after missing kids or, checking at people, following people who are, say, running from the law or something like that. However, I think that these drones would likely be used to contract my freedoms, to make me pay for this drug war further, to throw people in jail who'd never harmed anyone, and make me pay for it. People that I've never met, that haven't done anything to me, make me pay for it.
If the police weren't actually out on the streets harming innocent people, if they weren't out on a regular basis aggressing against peaceful people, then I might believe these drones would be used for good, peaceful purposes, but it doesn't seem like it to me. More coming up. Take control. Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. So head over there and enjoy our listening options, live streams. We've got a broadband and dial-up version of the show. Plus, there's our webcam and listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen to the show that way. Around the clock, the listen lines and the live streams are available. Plus, there are there's our satellite channel, which is free to air, meaning you can receive it without a subscription fee. And on top of that, we've got 90 wonderful radio stations across the country that pick up the show at various different times. Get the details and get tuned in at listen.freetalklive.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but you need to reserve your berth now. There's a deadline of March the 1st, and the rates are as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Darren is on the line in Pennsylvania. Darren, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. Hello, guys.
Hey.
Wanted to talk. Hello?
Hi. You're right there.
Okay, yes. I wanted to talk about Julian Hoekland, the famous, fearless, fully informed jury association activist.
Mm.
He's according to his website, he's been charged with jury tampering.
I didn't know Julian had a website. What is his website?
It's Tyranny Fighters. One word, tyrannyfighters.com.
Okay.
You look at his progress report from January 12th, that's where he talks about it. Apparently, there's not too many details. They gave him a summons. that he says that's how they're charging him with jury tampering. Really not much more there. According to him, there's not a lot of detail on the summons.
And if I know Julian Heiklin, and I don't know him very well, but I know him from watching what he's been doing over the last couple of years, he's been going to federal courthouse after federal courthouse doing fully informed jury outreach with FIJA.org, F-I-J-A.org, to inform jurors of their right to nullify, of their right to find someone not guilty based on their conscience, based on their feelings about the law, not whether or not the law was broken. So if the juror believes that the law is bad, they can just simply say not guilty based on that fact. And Julian Heiklin has been like the most prominent character in the country going around to these federal courthouses and doing this outreach. He's been arrested multiple times, and just pretty much for the purpose of getting him out of there. Like, the arrests don't usually pan out into any sort of criminal charges for him. Usually they just simply arrest him, and then later on, you know, we'll let him go or drop the charges or something like that, as I understand it, just to get him away from the front of the federal courthouse building in which he's standing. So now you're saying they've decided to come at him with a criminal charge of jury tampering.
That's correct. That's what is on his website right now. I've been out in the field with Julian a few times. Filmed him getting arrested up in New York City, which is actually where they're charging him. And that's pretty much I would say the size of it. The first time they arrested him, I think on a bench warrant of some kind. He didn't last 2 seconds. The second time took him about a half an hour to figure out they wanted to arrest him, and you know, he just throws himself to the ground, and I guess that's his way of doing civil disobedience. But anyways, they called an ambulance and took him away in an ambulance.
The guy's a hero. He's an incredibly heroic. I think he's 79 years old. I mean,
he's got nothing to lose, so he's going to fight for tyranny.
Right.
Fight for freedom against tyranny.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the guy is an inspiration, and I wish that more people his age would be inspired by him and start doing things like he does, because when people of the senior age group get out there and they get active, they're very effective. I mean, it looks really bad when the cops are cuffing an old man who's nearly 80 years old on the ground and carrying him away. It just does. It's hard for them to get good PR off of doing something like that.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, so, they come across looking like a Gestapo or something.
Yeah, so, I mean, I fully support Julian Heiklin, and I'm very interested in knowing what transpires in this case. He says here, I'm looking now at his blog post over at tyrannyfighters.com, where he says he wants it to be the ultimate public trial. He's maintaining the lead role as rather the role as lead counsel, because I can and will say and do things that will disbar any attorney. Of course, I imagine he's going to be using jury nullification and bringing up jury nullification at his own trial. So this could really shape up to be quite an interesting and exciting event. And it sounds like Julian Heiklin is fully ready and fully prepared to handle this situation. So. I'm very curious to see what transpires here, so whether the federal government ends up backing down or what happens. So, Darren, if you could keep us in the loop, that'd be great.
Yes, I'd be happy to.
Any comments, anything else you want to share on this matter?
Like I mentioned before, I've been out in the field with him several times. Obviously not every time he goes out. From what I've seen of what he does, he just hands out flyers. I don't know how they're dreaming up some kind of jury tampering charge.
I agree, because, in fact, that's always been my critique of Julian Heiklin, is that he doesn't target the potential jurors. He just stands out in front of the federal courthouse and hands out flyers to passersby. He never actually targets the jury selection process, which is what we do here in New Hampshire. We show up on jury selection morning, the half an hour window in which they have to show up for the jury selection. We're there out in front of the building handing out flyers. Now, we are targeting everyone walking into the building, but we're there for that express purpose of reaching the potential jurors, while Julian Heiklin is just handing out flyers to anyone in the general public.
That's right.
So, yeah,
that seems just to add a couple.
I think you're right. It seems like it's going to be a very difficult case for the federal government to prove. But then again, it is their court system, so it may not matter if they've proven a case or not. They may just decide to convict him to teach him a lesson. Thanks for the call, Darren. I appreciate the information here tonight. Again, Julian Heiklin's website, tyrannyfighters.com, and I'm glad he's finally gotten himself hooked up with a website. I'm sure there were some activist friends that had, you know, assisted him with that.
I saw a T-shirt someone had, some tyranny fighter or something like that, and I could have swore it looked like tranny fighters. So make sure the Y is really clear on there.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Of course, the Fully Informed Jury Association is where you want to go to learn more about FIJA and jury nullification and how to get out there and get active. This is one of those things that you can do pretty easily where you live. You can go out and do Fully Informed Jury Association activism and outreach to potential jurors and other people with very little investment of time, very little investment of money. It's just a matter of getting flyers printed out. You can order them from FIJA or you can just print them out on your own. They've got PDFs that you can use on your own printer or take it to Kinko's or FedEx or whatever and get it printed up. So that's cheap. And then you go out. I like to target the jury selection times because it seems to be the most sensible way to do this.
If you're going to hand out jury nullification information, why wouldn't you hand it out to jurors?
That's like I said, it's always been my critique of Julian. He doesn't do that.
If you hand out the jury nullification information to somebody who then is, put on a jury 2 years later, they're not going to remember what they read.
Not likely.
They'll remember that they read something, but they don't remember what it is.
Right, and it's most relevant to the potential juror at that moment because they're walking in. If you've ever been to a jury selection, you know that there's usually a lot of sitting and waiting involved.
If they have something to read, then there's a good chance they'll read it.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people who are brand new and have never been to jury selection before don't know that they need to bring something to read, so they may show up with nothing. And, somebody who's been before may know, and they may have a book ready, but a lot of folks will have absolutely nothing in their hands with which to occupy themselves.
I had the Lord of the Rings trilogy all in one book when I went to jury selection. Yeah. I still didn't get through it that week.
So
I can't imagine you would.
So it's really simple. You just get those printed out. You go, you figure out what time jury selection is in your town. You go, I would say, a half an hour before the there's usually a time by which they are supposed to show up. So go 30 minutes before that so you get everybody that's showing up in advance. Stay 15 minutes afterwards so you get the stragglers, the people that are showing up late. And you're going to be able to offer jury nullification information to approximately 100% of the people walking into that building.
And it's the kind of thing that once a week at most, and possibly where you live, it might be once a month.
Here in Key, New Hampshire, it is once a month, and that's if they have it. Sometimes there just aren't any jury trials, so they don't do jury selection. It's been several months now, actually, since we've actually had to do one. And I'm bummed by that. Of course, it means most people are taking plea bargains, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
So go to FIJA.org, FIJA.org, and we'll keep you in the loop, and hopefully Darren will as well with the Julian Heichlin situation.
Very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's Totally Wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, the next generation of alternative smoking.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want by dialing in toll-free. The number for you, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And you can shop with Free Talk Live as well. You can go to amazon.freetalklive.com to enter Amazon via our special portal, which means that we'll start getting credit. Well, we will get credit for your purchases. You have to go every time you visit Amazon through amazon.freetalklive.com. And we'll, again, get a percentage of the purchase price. So whatever you're looking to buy, they probably sell it. It's Amazon, you know, the world's largest internet retailer. They've got almost everything. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done, unless you need medication. I'm pretty sure they're not going to sell that.
Yeah, I don't think Amazon's going to be doing that. if you're on medications currently, right now, taking some kind of prescribed medication, and you're getting those medications at the pharmacy, you're likely paying more than you have to. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page there, and the customer service there is excellent. I've been through the process. I've been to their offices. These people are not high pressure. They're going to provide you with what you're looking for, name brand medications or generics, whichever's preferable to you. They'll get them to you, and they'll get them to you prices that'll save you money big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Again, to control of these airwaves, we go to Will in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Will.
William Sibley.
I'm sorry, Will, what's that?
This is William Sibley.
We'll take your word for it. You don't have
you
to
give your address so we can come by for dinner?
you don't have to give your last name. Go ahead with your thoughts.
What I had on my mind is recently I've been listening to you guys and you're talking about the Illuminati.
Nope. I don't think so.
Well, I mean, one of the shows on the GNC network.
We're on the Genesis Communications Network.
Yeah, Genesis.
And this show has nothing to do with the other programs in general on the rest
of
the network.
Well, it's Free Talk Radio.
Oh, this is Free Talk Live, yep.
You can call in.
You can talk about the Illuminati, yeah.
We may have had someone call in to talk about that, but generally we don't focus on that.
I do research on 759 BC. That's what I research on. Because that's the period where I find that Baal and corporations exist together.
What is Baal? Are you talking about?
Baal is the god in the Bible that God called out and said, kill it. All right? And supposedly the world went out and killed it. Right? Well, I found out in 1972, the United States Congress let the IRS call a corporation a taxable entity. And that's when I found out that they're actually worshiping Baal.
Okay, because the IRS said that a corporation could be a taxable entity, they're worshiping Baal, or Baal is what I was...
No, Baal is a shameless, guiltless god. That means if you worship him, you have no shame or guilt.
I think he's a Canaanite god of fertility. It really just depends on which side of history you're on here. I mean, some people said their god was great, other people said their god was great, and, you know, some people killed the other people.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, and anyway, my research is based on a site I found here in the United States.
Anyway, Mark.
A website?
not a website, but you can go to NM Revealed Tours.
What is the point of what you're saying here? I mean, you're saying that the politicians worship a god called Baal?
No, the corporations themselves, the board members are all the bosses. And the corporation itself is the god.
Okay, let me see if I'm following you. So,
profit-generating machine.
Let me see if I'm following you. Is every corporation, you're saying the people that run the corporation are worshiping Baal without knowing that they're worshiping Baal? Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's right. Because what it is the corporation itself is a entity. There is no one that can be
physically
responsible.
It's a legal fiction.
Well,
it's not an entity.
I get where you're coming from with that. I mean, you know, no one can be held responsible because the government recommends.
Hold on a second. We're having a conversation here. We're having a conversation, so we're just going to hold on.
The government recognizes a file folder and calls it an entity, and I see that that's a problem. I don't know that the connecting it to Baal really makes any sense. In that pantheon of this polytheistic religion you're referring to, Baal was the son of, I think, El Shaddai and Ishtar. Now, are there any corporations that aren't Baal are El Shaddai and Ishtar?
All right. Are you familiar with Jezebel and her son Bathysphere in the Bible?
Yeah. She's the one who supposedly fell out of her window and was eaten by dogs?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Phoenicians of that period ran a corporation, and their whole motto was sex sells. They made lots of sexual items, and they sold them everywhere. All right? When God called out and said, kill this, basically, everybody walked away from factories.
From factories?
Yeah, you know, where they were mass manufacturing all this stuff.
So God didn't like them making sex toys?
Mass manufacturing sex toys?
No, yes, that's what they were doing back then.
And you're saying God doesn't like the sex toy industry?
No, he doesn't like corporations. He doesn't have a problem with an owner. He has a problem with something that can't be found and found guilty.
Hmm. So let me see if I can understand this here.
I agree that that much is true. It's just this confusing thing. See, Baal is not a synonym for other false gods. Baal is a specific god, like Zeus
is a specific god.
So you're just saying the corporations are false entities? I agree with you. They're not real entities.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Okay. So let me see if I've got you straight here. So you're pointing out that corporations are, in your mind, false gods. You're referencing Baal as an example, and you're saying that the people that are in the corporations are worshiping that false god. Don't you think that in order to worship something, you have to actually be aware that you're worshiping something? Don't you have to choose
actually,
to worship something?
All you have to do is work for them. They're the bosses. They're the board members.
You're working for them. There's a big difference between working and worshiping. I mean, worshiping is a fairly specific act. It's it's a fairly elaborate process, and working for them is maybe they're duped by them and working for them or something, but that's a big far cry from worshiping.
I guess I just don't understand why you even need to bring gods into this discussion. I mean, the corporate idea is
I wouldn't actually be researching 759 BC to come up with the inner circle of the Illuminati and the information that's held there. Right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, there's a location on Earth where the Ten Commandments was written in stone. It is pre-Judah. And it's here in the United States. All right, there was a solar eclipse.
You need to focus.
Yeah, you're all
you really
over the
do.
Place.
I mean, there's only so much time you're going to get to talk about this, so try to stick to something that,
okay.
that can be cohesive.
I was trying to stick to the topic of the Illuminati.
Okay,
my research is based on my video.
Oh, you made a video.
Yeah, I do have a video. It's on YouTube.
What's it called?
It's called the only place or the. NM Revealed Tours is the channel.
What Revealed Tours?
NM?
NM.
The letters
Tours.
N and M?
NM's the other? Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
NM.
So what do you want to reveal about the Illuminati? Is it a group of elites that control
that
the world?
They control the churches, that they control religions. They've already gotten control of religions in general.
What about the Quakers?
Yep, them too, I'm sure.
Oh, Mark.
Because based on my information,
did you know that
did a rewrite on Moses' original books.
Now, how far down the line do the Illuminati control the Quakers? Do they control the individual friends meetings that happen in different years?
I believe it's more in the general sense of they rewrote the Torah, and then they made sure that the canon law also fits.
He's right. The fact is that the Torah has been rewritten on multiple occasions. Different political factions would get in control of the Jewish government, and these things would happen. You'd see rewrites of the scriptures and rewrites again, and then they go back and they tell the plebes, "Hey, look, we found new documents." And
new documents. I actually found. The site here in New Mexico is an Israelite tabernacle.
Oh, yeah, you didn't find that. Sorry. So you didn't find that.
What?
There is no Israelite tabernacle in New Mexico. You didn't find that.
Why not?
Because there isn't.
Why not?
Because it's not there.
You've actually been there?
No. I know where Israel is, and it's no damn where near New Mexico.
No, I'm saying an Israelite type. Israelite.
The Israelites didn't go to New Mexico, man. They didn't.
Okay, well, if you go look in the video, you'll see that there is the only place on earth that they found the Ten Commandments written in stone.
I bet it'll be revealing. I'm certain I will go see this video, but I can tell you that there is
no
Israel like anything in
the world. My brother did it.
Yeah, what's it called again? NM what?
NM Revealed Tours.
Revealed Tours. All right, I'm sure to reveal all the secrets of the universe. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So apparently, all the religions are controlled by the Illuminati. He didn't really seem too concerned with all the governments of the world being controlled by them. That's normally the position of the Illuminati people. Anyway, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Sorry, I don't buy it. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.